Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ian?
Doing well, and we have to go over last week's challenge. I said, start with the last name of an actor in All the President's Men, add three letters, and rearrange to name a key figure in the Watergate affair. Who are these people?
Well, I figured this one out, and you little trickster didn't tell me that the second answer was going to be the person's full name.
Well, Watergate was all about obfuscation.
That's true. So if you start with Redford, you mm-hmm. can add a few letters, and you can spell Gerald Ford.
That's right. You add G, A, and L.
Well, speaking of the weekly challenges, one of this program's loyal listeners has sent in numerous answers to those challenges, all of them correct, of course. So we figured, why not have him on the show?
It's a pleasure to welcome Doug Peterson to Any Questions. Hey, Doug.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mike.
You've kept us busy with your answers week to week, and when we only had one loyal listener, I think it was you.
Well, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
We called you.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, Doug, since you're talking to us from just outside Los Angeles, I've brought a quiz in which each of the correct answers has the initials L.A.
Okay.
Set in the village of Dogpatch, Kentucky, what comic strip drawn by Al Capp introduced the world to a clan of hillbillies, including Mammy Yoakum, Daisy May, and the title character?
That's Lil Abner.
Lil Abner is correct. Located on Manhattan's east side, what road carries one-way traffic southbound from East 131st Street to Gramercy Park, and was named for an 1836 battle in the Revolutionary War?
Lexington Avenue.
Correct. And bonus fact, the famous scene from The Seven-Year Itch where Marilyn Monroe's dress goes up on the subway grate was filmed on Lexington Avenue, but there was too much noise from the onlooker, so they had to recreate it in the studio. So
same thing happened with Doug's first Any Questions taping, actually.
That's right.
His given first name is Ferdinand, and today we know him as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. By what name was he known prior to May 1st, 1971, the day he adopted his familiar Muslim name?
Okay, that's a good L.A. question. Lou Alcindor.
Lou Alcindor is correct. And May 1st, 1971 was the day after the Milwaukee Bucks, the team he played for at the time, won the NBA championship.
Also the same day he got his pilot's license.
I speak jive. The term West Indies collectively refers to four island groups in the Caribbean. Three of those groups are the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, and the Turks and Caicos. What islands, along with their greater counterparts, comprise the fourth group?
I'm going to say the Lesser Antilles.
That is exactly what you should say, because that is correct. And finally, a 2009 incident that came to be known as the Miracle on the Hudson saw Captain Sully Sullenberger successfully ditch his craft in the river soon after taking off from what facility?
Must be LaGuardia Airport.
It was. Well, our good friend Doug Peterson went 5 for 5 this week. Let us know how well you did. Write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge.
Think of a famous comedian and a famous athlete, each with the initials L.A. Say out loud the first name of the comedian and the last name of the athlete, and you'll get the name of a famous musician. Who are the three people?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Doug Peterson, what a pleasure to have you play with us.
Thanks, Doug, for playing.
All right, thank you.